This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
Aur jo cheez Bharat ke logon ke kaushalya se bani hai, hamare liye woh Swadeshi hai. Hame vocal for local mantra ko apnana hoga. हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे. हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा.
Prime Minister stressed that India, poised to become the world's third largest economy, must prioritize its economic interests, particularly the welfare of farmers and small industries. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festive season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Mr. Modi also released 20th installment of the PM Kisan scheme, transferring over 20,500 crore rupees to more than 9.7 crore farmers across India. Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. BLO supervisors, who play a crucial role in overseeing the electoral roll preparation process, will now receive 18,000 rupees annually, up from 12,000 rupees. The Election Commission has said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said all political parties put together have filed zero claims and objections for the additions of the names of eligible electors and deletion of the names of ineligible electors. The poll body had released the draft electoral rolls for Bihar following the completion of the enumeration phase under the Special Intensive Revision SIR 2025. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, in consultation with the Ministry of Ayush, has released a definitive list of Ayurvedic food preparations under the category of Ayurved Ahar. This significant step brings India's time-honoured food wisdom into the mainstream following the introduction of the Food Safety and Standards Ayurved Ahar regulations in 2022. IMD, India Meteorological Department, has predicted moderate rainfall with cloudy skies and lightning in the National Capital Region today. IMD forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand during the day. Russian air defenses intercepted and destroyed 112 Ukrainian drones over its multiple regions, including the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, last night. Russian news agency TASS, quoting the defense ministry, reported that the air defenses on duty destroyed and intercepted 112 Ukrainian fixed-wing-type unmanned aerial vehicles over the past night. India's Murali Sri Shankar clinched the gold medal in the men's long jump at 2025 Kwasanov Memorial, a World Athletics Continental Tour bronze event in Kazakhstan. Sri Shankar, who recently made a return from injury, recorded the best effort of 7.94 metre in his opening attempt to finish on top of the podium. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India on day four of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.